I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials say a Russian missile strike has hit just 300 meters from a nuclear power plant in the country's south. Ukraine's defense ministry called the attack an act of nuclear terrorism. Ukraine's atomic energy operator said the strike came just after midnight Monday and hit an industrial complex in the southern Mykolaiv region that includes the Pivdenokryansk nuclear power plant. The agency says the impact didn't affect the plant's reactors, but caused an explosion that broke more than 100 windows on buildings in the complex and forced a hydropower plant to shut down temporarily. Russia didn't immediately acknowledge the strike in the industrial complex, which sits along the southern Bug River. In an interview Sunday on the CBS News program 60 Minutes, U.S. President Joe Biden praised Ukrainians for their gritty fight against the huge Russian invasion force and said they're defeating Russia in individual battles. But the president said it's difficult to say if Ukraine is actually winning the war.
Is to get Russia out of Ukraine completely and recognize its sovereignty. They're defeating Russia. Russia's turning out not to be as competent and capable as many people thought they were going to be. But winning the war, and the damage it's doing, and the citizens and the innocent people are being killed, it's awful hard to count that as winning.
Biden said victory in Ukraine would be to get Ukraine would get Russia out of the country completely, or for them to recognize Ukraine's sovereignty completely. For more information on this story and other stories we're covering, please go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A state funeral has been held in London's Westminster Abbey for Britain's Queen Elizabeth II, a somber ceremony filled with pageantry and steeped in tradition and ritual. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The King had led members of the royal family in a procession behind the coffin to Westminster Abbey, where world leaders were among the congregation at the hour-long service. During the sermon, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, remembers Queen Elizabeth.
Now gone from us, she was joyful, present to so many, touching a multitude of lives.
The coffin left the abbey to proceed by gun carriage to Wellington Arch, before the Queen's laid to rest later next to her beloved husband, Prince Philip, at St. George's Chapel in Windsor. Charles de Ledesma, London.
2 minutes of silence followed the funeral all across Britain. Britain's last state funeral was held almost 60 years ago for Winston Churchill, the Prime Minister who led the nation to a World War II victory. Hurricane Fiona is bearing down on the Dominican Republic Monday after knocking out a power grid and unleashing floods and landslides in Puerto Rico, where the governor said the damage was catastrophic. No deaths have been reported, but authorities in the U.S. territory said it was too early to estimate the total damage from the storm that was still forecast to unleash torrential rain across Puerto Rico Monday. Up to more than 76 centimeters of rain was forecast for the island's eastern and southern regions. A National Weather Service meteorologist in San Juan, Ernesto Morales, said Monday flooding on the island has reached historic levels and warned residents they need to understand the storm's effects are not over. The European Union's executive branch has unveiled plans for new laws that it says will help protect media freedom and independence in the 27-nation bloc at a time of mounting concern about the dangers of political influence in several member countries. Spurred into action by allegations of state spying on reporters, the use of political pressure on news outlets, and the placing of advertising to peddle influence, the European Commission said Monday the EU needs a European Media Freedom Act. European Commission Vice President Vera Jourova told reporters, "We see a lot of worrying trends regarding media in Europe, and it's not only a matter of one or two countries." She said the proposed legislation is needed for the times we live in, not for the times we would like to live in. Repeating the hour's top news story, Ukrainian officials say a Russian missile strike has hit just 300 meters from a nuclear power plant in the country's south. Ukraine's defense ministry called the attack an act of nuclear terrorism. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This.